Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called The Tension. There's a part of teaching that doesn't always get talked about. Not the strategies, not the lessons, not the wins, but the tension. That feeling of being pulled in different directions, trying to do what's right for kids, while also trying to meet expectations that don't always line up. And if you've been in this work long enough, you have felt it. That quiet pressure, that internal push and pull. And over time, if you're not careful, that tension can start to wear on you. So before we get into it though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is substitute teachers. The people who step in when you have to be gone. That's not easy work. Walking into someone else's classroom, holding things together, keeping the day moving. I'm really thankful for the people who do that. The second thing that I'm thankful for is well-designed water bottles. I love water, and there's just something about having a water bottle that works well, feels right, and is easy to use. It sounds simple, but it matters. The third thing that I'm thankful for is sunglasses. I've always loved sunglasses. Cheap ones, expensive ones, it doesn't matter. There's just something about having a pair on and it just feels right. I always have a pair of sunglasses with me. All right, well, let's get into it. The main topic, once again, that we are going to be focusing on is the tension. Teaching is meaningful work. But it's also complex because you're not just teaching content, you're navigating expectations, systems, emotions, people. And a lot of times, those things don't line up cleanly. You can care deeply about students and still feel pressure from outside expectations. You can want to do what's best and still feel like you're being pulled in another direction. And honestly, this is something I've been thinking about more and more, particularly over these last 10 weeks, because as much as we talk about what matters in teaching, we don't always talk about what makes it hard. And this tension, it is a big part of it. So that's what we're going to be focusing on here, this tension. And maybe for you, this shows up in moments where you pause and think, is this really what matters most right now? Or when you're standing in your classroom, making a decision in real time, trying to balance what you know is right with what's expected, and you feel that pull, that's the tension. And that's where this conversation really begins here. Because you can care deeply and still feel frustrated. Caring about your students doesn't mean everything feels good. In fact, sometimes the more you care, the more you feel the frustration. Because you see what students need, and you see what gets in the way. you've had those moments where you think, this could be different. Caring deeply doesn't remove frustration. It often increases it. Because systems, that leads us to the next thing, our next focus, which is that systems don't always reflect what matters most. There are times when systems prioritize things that don't feel like the most important things. Pacing, testing, compliance. And while those things exist, they don't always reflect what students actually need in the moment. You have felt that disconnect, trying to meet expectations while knowing there's something else that matters more. That gap creates tension, and good teachers feel this more, not less. The teacher who feel tension the most, those teachers who feel the tension the most are often the ones who care the most because they're trying to pay attention. They're trying to reflect. And they're thinking deeply about their impact. You've probably questioned yourself. Not because you're failing, but because you care enough to ask. And that tension that you have is not a weakness. It's awareness. So you can't do everything at once. There are too many demands to do everything perfectly. And trying to do it all, it leads to exhaustion. You've had those days where it feels like no matter what you do, something is still left undone. You have to choose what matters most in the moment. The emotional weight is part of the job. Teaching isn't just intellectual, it's emotional. You carry conversations, moments, student experiences, and that weight, it doesn't always stay at school. You've taken things home in your mind, replayed moments, wondered if you handled something the right way. That emotional weight is real. And you will be misunderstood at times. Not everyone will understand your decisions, especially when you prioritize relationships or take a different approach. You've had moments where someone questions what you are doing without seeing the full picture. Being misunderstood is part of doing meaningful work. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. I'll say that again. It's that important. Being misunderstood is part of doing meaningful, truly meaningful work. Balance is not always clean either. There's no perfect balance in teaching. Some days lean towards structure. Some days lean toward connection, and it shifts constantly. You've had moments where you thought, was that the right call? This work lives in the gray, not in the black and white. And burnout doesn't happen all at once. Burnout builds over time. It's not one bad day. It's the accumulation. The constant pressure, the lack of alignment, the emotional load. You have felt the slow build before. So paying attention is so important. Paying attention to that matters. Naming the tension matters. When you don't name it, you carry it alone. You start to think, maybe it's just me. But it's not. Other teachers feel this too. Naming it brings clarity. And then you still get to choose how you show up. Even in the tension, you still have choice. not control over everything, but choice in how you respond, how you treat students, how you carry yourself, how you show up in moments that matter. You've had those moments where you choose patience, even when it was hard. That choice is where your impact lives. Well, as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that the tension in teaching, it doesn't go away. It's part of the work. But understanding it, naming it, recognizing it, it changes how you carry it. So if you've been feeling that pull, that pressure, that internal conflict, just know this, you are not alone in it. And the fact that you feel it, it means you care. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review. Let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness, young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.